ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන් නම්බර මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, please don't cut my time for the exchanges that took place just now. Madam, you know, I have been someone who has been repeatedly saying that the military is still working on a counterinsurgency mode. They have not come out of that mindset where they have fought a war, and in the process of fighting the war, they have transformed, unfortunately, and I'm saying this with utmost responsibility, into an institution that is against the Tamil people, against Tamil interests. And a classic example of that phenomenon is with regards to how the military has been involved in building this illegal vihare in Thaiyatti, Thissa Vihare, where when we heard that the army commander at that time had come and laid the foundation stone and that it was being built on private land, at the DCC meeting, within a few days of that foundation stone being laid, the matter was discussed with the GA present, with the Tellipale divisional secretary present, and it was confirmed with the local government authority, Veligamam North Pradeshiya Sabha chairman and secretary present, and it was confirmed that it was on private land and that this land did not belong to any Vihari. Despite the fact that a ruling was made at the district coordinating committee that that any building process must stop immediately, the military went ahead and built that illegal vihare. Now, this matter was brought up on the 13th of December 2024 at the DCC meeting when the Honorable Minister of Fisheries, Mr. Chandrasekhar, chaired the sessions. It was also brought up again on the 31st of January 2025 when His Excellency President Anurakumara Dissanayake chaired the DCC meeting. And in both those occasions, everyone agreed, the military was present, everybody agreed that the land was private, that it was private land and that it was in fact illegally being built without any formal legal process, and that a decision had to be made. Now, on the 13th of December, when I first brought this up under this new parliament, Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, the All Ceylon Buddhist Congress has written a letter, and I will table that letter today. Its president or chairman, Chandra Nimal Vakishta, has signed it purportedly. This matter is being carried, this whole story is carried today in today's Udayan newspaper, where they have claimed and insisted that that entire land of 6 acres, which is actually privately deed land, privately owned, cannot be taken back and handed over to the people, and that from Dervanambiya Thissa's time, Dervanambiya Thissa's time, that that has belonged to this Thissa Vihare, and that in fact there should be in total 14 acres. So an additional several acres has to be confiscated and given for the purposes of this Vihare. Now, Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, this is exactly what I meant by the military being a racist institution, and it has not changed its mindset. Because even if we are to assume that there is some truth to these claims, there is a legal process by which you must go. You can't, just because you are the military, you can't decide that you can break any law. The days of the law of the jungle is over. You see, but still they are operating on that basis. So when I searched for who this present president of the Sri Lanka All Ceylon Buddhist Congress is, he was the former director of the NIB and a deputy inspector general of police. So you can see the nexus you can see the nexus in this illegality that is being orchestrated here. And that is why it is important for this government, if it is true to its pledges that it is not going to pursue racist policies and that it is going to uphold the rule of law, then that law must be fair. Whoever who breaches it, that law cannot be allowed to be breached in this way. And this government's litmus test on whether it is racist or not, like the previous governments, is going to depend on how it deals with this this illegal vihare that has been built, whilst the Tissa Vihare land is there adjoining it, when they could have easily built it on that land which is rightfully owned by the vihare, that they choose to confiscate privately owned land for this illegal act is something that cannot be allowed. The second matter that I wish to raise, and again, this is headlines news in the Tinakural paper today, Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, is that the government apparently is going to confiscate land, further land, in Palali to extend the runway. Now, at the moment, Palali runway is 1,300 meters, Honorable Presiding Member. Katunayaka Airport is 3,400 meters, Ratmalana Airport is 1,700 meters. The current high security zone for Palali Airport can be extended, the runway can be extended within that current high security zone area itself for a further, to a maximum of 2,400 meters. That is considerably longer than even Ratmalana. So the people of Palali who have been waiting to resettle in those areas are up in arms because the government is thinking in terms of confiscating more land. Now the president goes and says that all the land must be released, but here he is thinking in terms of, or this government is thinking in terms of confiscating more land when that there is ample land that is already within the so-called high security zone in Palali for the use of that for the extension of the runway. So these matters should have been brought up in the DCC meeting. These matters should be discussed with the Tamil parliamentarians from Jaffna. We also have opinions. I mean, if you're actually going to build a much more capable international airport, actually Jaffna is the wrong place. It's in a corner. You can build it somewhere in the Venni, somewhere in Vavuniya, where you can serve Anuradhapura, where you can serve the East, where it's a much more central area. So you don't go and build it in some corner. So these are matters that have to be discussed and the government must not take unilateral action as reported in the newspapers, Honorable Deputy Chairman of the Committees. One other matter, the Land Reform Commission has an office in every district outside the Northeast. In every district outside the Northeast, there are 17 officers. In the Northeast, Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, for the North, there is 5 districts in the North. There is only 1 office in Jaffna. And in the East, for Batticloe and Trincomalee, there is only 1 office in Batticloe. Ampare, which has just less than 500 acres of land that comes within the LRC, has an office. Why is that? Shouldn't there be an office in every district of the Northeast? Why is it that there is only 2 districts, 2 offices in areas that are predominantly Tamil speaking? Isn't there something wrong with that? We are complaining that lands are being stolen from us, that lands are being illegally taken away from us, and it is the LRC that is the primary culprit. Why is the office deliberately not being held in the being operated in the Northeast? People who work in the LRC, who belong to the districts of the North and the East, have to travel when they transfer, because there are no offices in the North and the East. They have to travel 450 kilometers. Is this fair? So in every way possible, the practices of previous governments must be stopped. These are all fundamentally racist ideological problems that have evolved. This government must change this practice immediately in order to establish its credibility. Thank you.